Welcome to the weekend edition of the Daily Dad Podcast, where on the weekends we do a deeper dive at how to get better at our most important job, being a parent. Sometimes in these episodes, I talk to best-selling authors and elite performers and other guests. But lately, I've also been having conversations with my wife, Samantha, the co-parent of my two boys. And we do it over in the Daily Stoic studio here in Bastrop, Texas. And she and I talk about things that we're working on as parents, things that we're working on as people, and how we are supporting each other, challenging each other, and like I said, trying to get better at what we do. Guest or not, I hope you hear some ideas here that will help make you a better parent. I was better for having the conversation. I hope you enjoy. It's just starting to get warm here in Austin, and we were running around the pool, not ready to jump in. We were playing near the pool and squirting each other with these squirt guns that my kids made in one of their Kiwi kits. KiwiCo is this great program. They deliver these kits every month, and they're activities you do with your kid. You have fun not only making the thing, but then you have fun because you got this cool toy around. We made a stomp rocket once. We have this bowling kit. We have these squirt guns we're using. It's just hard to find creative ways to keep your kids engaged and challenged and off their screens. But KiwiCo does the legwork for you so you can spend quality time tackling projects together. And there's always something for kids of all ages. You can redefine learning with play. Explore projects that build confidence and problem-solving skills with KiwiCo. Get 50% off your first month on any crate line at KiwiCo.com with promo code DAILYDAD. That's 50% off your first month at KiwiCo.com, promo code DAILYDAD. Hey, it's Ryan. Welcome to another weekend episode of the Daily Dad Podcast. A couple of weeks ago, I had one of my absolute favorite people out to the Painted Porch. We did a little podcast. Turns out he's from roughly where I'm from, Placer County in Northern California, right outside Sacramento. We grew up skiing and snowboarding in the exact same places. And I'm a longtime fan of his writing, which we literally cannot keep in stock at the bookstore. Psychology of Money, amazing book, sells like crazy. And so does Same as Ever. You can grab some signed copies. I think we still have some at the store. I'll link to those in today's show notes. But we had quite a bit of conversation in our longer two-hour chat about parenting, and I wanted to bring you some of that best stuff about how to raise independent kids, that our job isn't to raise happy children. Our job is to raise well-adjusted children, and how to respect their personalities, not just raise them to be one thing, not just raise them to be just like you. Morgan Housel, great conversation. You can go to his website, morganhousel.com, follow him on Twitter, at Morgan Housel, and grab The Psychology of Money and Same as Ever from The Painted Porch or anywhere books are sold.
I do think everybody is addicted to something that they're out of control of. I was just thinking, so much, and I'm sure it's true for you and every parent, so much of my happiness is going to be tied to my children's happiness. If they're not happy, really hard for me to be happy.
Sure.
But what if my two children have that genetic cocktail that is going to lead them to misbehavior and they end up getting arrested or whatever it might be? So therefore, like, I'm tying my happiness to something that's out of my control.
Yeah.
And in a very similar way of just like, I'm just kind of crossing my fingers and hoping that this all works out.
Yeah, there's a saying, you're only as happy as your unhappiest child.
Of course.
So to have children is to fundamentally make yourself vulnerable to them and life, right? Your heart's running around inside this other person. But you, I think stoicism, I think also just healthy boundaries, you do have to cultivate the, you know, you have to go, yes, I am inordinately attached and irrationally attached to this person. That's what having a kid is. But you also have to cultivate this kind of, you have to go, yes, but like, their job is not a reflection of me. How they're doing in school is not a reflection of me.
Yeah.
Them being depressed, obviously you're going to feel that, right?
Yeah.
But it's not your job or your place or in your power to make them undepressed, nor did you make them depressed, right? All you can do is be there and be of service to them.
Yeah.
But if you as a parent think that you have the ability to control your kids in terms of make them what you want them to be or save them from the shittiness that is being a person, you've set yourself up
either for unhappiness or
I think it's really hard too, because it evolves as a parent. So when you have an infant, when you have a newborn, if that infant is hungry, that's the parent's fault.
Yeah,
and if your 2-year-old has a dirty diaper, that's the parent's fault. Mm-hmm. So you create this sense of everything about the child is relied on me. Their happiness, their unhappiness, it's all about me,
sure,
the parent. But then as that child grows, then you have to detach yourself from that. And if your 25-year-old child is depressed, it might not be your fault whatsoever, but you still have that parental feeling of like everything that's going on in your life is a reflection of me, the parent. I think it's hard to evolve like that.
Yeah, no. And that's like basic boundaries and codependence that you have to learn as a person. And the tricky thing is, because humans develop, a good chunk of our development is outside the womb, but we're still fundamentally dependent, developing like, organisms, right?
Yeah.
Like a horse that comes out and it can walk like 30 seconds later, right? But if for a kid, that's like 2 years. And so, when do they become the second person?
Yeah.
And I think, if your idea is that that's 18, you done fucked up, and you know what I mean? It's both earlier and later than you think.
And this is probably why parenting a young teenager, like 12 to 14, is probably so difficult, because I think for a lot of people, that's the clear transition from child to young adult.
Yes.
And it's probably very hard for the parent to let go of the idea that I'm not responsible for your happiness anymore.
Yeah. Yeah. And that actually I have to allow you to be unhappy. Mm-hmm. I have to allow you to fail. I have to allow you to experience the consequences of your actions. I have to allow you to feel and say things towards me that are,
I don't want to hear,
incredibly painful and hurtful. And, if you can't do that, you are not only, first off, you are, you're just depriving them of the ability to do this, and you're not saving them from anything. In fact, you're just setting them up for, intense pain and anguish later. Like have you read Dr. Becky's stuff?
No.
She wrote this book, Good Inside. She's incredible. She's saying, parents, your job as a parent is not to preserve and protect your kids' happiness. It's to give them resilience and the ability to regulate and handle their own emotions.
Yeah. And find out who they are.
Yes. And so if no one looks back and goes, my parents saved me from heartbreak and pain and trouble and self-discovery and all the painful things in life, and I'm so grateful to them.
Yeah.
Right? Like, it's the opposite. You're going to be 30 and be like, why am I experiencing this horrible thing for the first time?
Yeah.
And I don't, it's like, I didn't develop the immunity for it. She even talks about this idea of emotional vaccination. You have to help them deal early on with exposure to these things so then they can regulate and do it themselves.
Yeah.
And so, your job is not to raise happy children. Your job is to raise well-adjusted children. And you can use some version of that expression for pretty much everything that parents wrongly vow. Your job is not to raise kids with good grades. It's to raise well-adjusted children. It's not to raise well-behaved children. It's to raise well-adjusted children. Like, the whole point is to ideally raise a person who's well-adjusted, able to regulate their emotions, bounce back from failure, deal with things that are outside their control. It's just the whole suite of what allows humans to be humans. So actually, you have a great line in your book. You talked about prediction versus preparedness.
Yeah.
So if you think your job is to predict all the terrible things that could happen to a person in life and to shield your kid from them, you're missing the point.
To prepare them for that anguish.
Exactly.
The other way I've heard this phrase is, your job as a parent is not to raise good kids. It's to raise good adults.
Yes.
Like, that's the target. And you're going to raise a good adult if, as a child, that child can experience heartbreak and failure and et cetera, et cetera. Written the book.
Well, no. When I sign copies of Daily Dad, because the subtitle is 366 Meditations on Parenting, Love, and Raising Great Kids, usually when I sign it, I'll grab it and I cross out kids and I just write adults.
Adults, love it.
Because
perfect.
That you're not trying to raise a kid. Like, if you do this for 18 years or 20 years or whatever, if they're still a kid, again, you done fucked up.
And everyone knows the 35-year-old kid.
Yes.
And I think that can be a reflection on the parent.
Of course.
Of what the parents didn't let them experience.
Yeah. You were supposed to raise a well-adjusted adult, not a kid.
Not a kid.
And age really, after a certain point, has nothing to do with whether someone is an adult or a kid, you know, a man or a woman or a child, right? Like, it's about the suite of skills that you have and how you see yourself and how you hold yourself. And that ultimately is what you're supposed to do as a parent.
I also see this. I mean, you will understand this. Every parent understands this. I have two kids raised by the same parents in the same household with the same rules, the same everything. And they could not be more different. Their personalities are 20 miles apart.
Yeah.
And then, so you see so clearly like what is not in your control. What is nature nurture? They've been nurtured the exact same way and they are utterly different people.
Yeah.
So then it's like, it's a humbling experience in a good way to realize like what's not in my control. What is just the genetic soup that they were born with that I can't control.
Hey, you're listening to the Daily Dad Podcast, one meditation a day inspired to help you do your most important job, which is be a great father. These are meditations inspired by ancient wisdom, psychological research, and just great strategies from normal dads just like you. Thanks for listening.